Hello students, let's practice notes making. We have already discussed the points in junior class also, that is in 11th class, and now in 12th also we'll do it once again, okay? And as I have already given you the points and you have noted also in your copies, so let's again do that. So first point for notes making is to read the passage thoroughly and carefully. While doing that, you must underline the main points, and naturally you will come to the conclusion about the heading of the passage. Clear? So that will be your heading of the notes making, that the passage is all about what? What is the topic? Whether it is discursive, argumentative, or just the explanation of any incident. Clear? Second point, you have to make minimum 3, maximum 5 side headings. Side heading means the point of that particular paragraph around which the whole paragraph revolves. Clear? So that's what I am saying. When you will read the paragraph carefully, in the particular paragraph, what is the main point? 2, 3, you underline. Okay? So the side heading, you'll write. And then after that, write the other helping 3 points that are the supportive points for the side heading. Am I clear? From each paragraph of the long passage, one side heading you will make. Okay? Means the main point around which the whole paragraph revolves. Okay? And then the helping 3 points which are helping that paragraph to be a successful one. Clear? And 3 side headings and 5 maximum. In the same way, the points will be also minimum 3 and maximum 5. Clear? So, after writing this, pay attention that you have to use abbreviations. For an example, please, how it is written? P-L-E-A-S-E. Short form you can write P-L. I am giving an example. Like that, if long terms or long words are there, I am giving a simple example, but you can find out several in your passage. It means you have to make again minimum 3, maximum 5 abbreviation. You have to use it while writing the points, not in the side heading. Am I clear? So that abbreviations you will use. The most important thing where it is means generally you people make that mistake, that side heading will not be written in the form of a sentence. Okay? And also the points will be points without using articles or without using helping verbs. It will, for an example, I'm telling you that discipline has to be maintained is the sentence. Okay? And you want to point out as a point in your notes making. So discipline has to be maintained will not be written. Okay. So what will be written? Discipline to be maintained. Okay. Will be your point. Like that. So avoid making full sentences. Okay. Avoid using articles. Avoid using helping verbs. Okay. Minimum 2 and maximum 3 words will be your point. I repeat it once again. Minimum 2, maximum 3 words will be your point. If you'll write full sentence, it will be incorrect. And this is the thing which has to be paid attention more and more. Clear? So once again, I'll revise. Minimum 3, maximum 5 headings. Minimum 3, maximum 5 abbreviations. Clear? So when heading you have given, then you have already made the side headings, and just next to that in your copy you have written the points of that particular paragraph. Go on. Okay. Then come below. Okay. Down when you will come, then you will write the summary of the total paragraph. And summary will be, once again please pay attention, 1/3 of the total length of the paragraph. For an example, if the paragraph, passage, 1/3 of the passage. So for an example, if the total passage is of only 100 words, your summary will be of 30 words. Am I clear? Once again, I'll revise it, that if your passage, total passage is of 100 words, your summary will be only in 30 words. Don't forget, that it should not exceed that. Oh, 5 words, 10 words, okay, all right. But don't write, keep on writing, copying from the passage will be incorrect. Okay, so 1/3 of the total length of the passage. And that also should be in your own words. Once you have read the passage thoroughly, you have come to the conclusion that what it is all about. And you have also written the side heading, the points. It means you are coming to the conclusion that what the author, what the writer, what the person is trying to speak about. Then in nut and shell, you conclude and write that in summary. All together, try to write in your own words. Don't copy down the sentences from the paragraph. From the total passage. Clear? And this is the format of notes making. If you are writing in that manner, neat and clean. And before that, before writing the summary, as soon as you complete your notes, abbreviation has to be explained. For an example, if abbreviation, you write the word, and below that you write, for an example, you have used the word abbreviation PL. Put PL, then put dash and write please. Means that abbreviation you have used, what is the word for which you have used the abbreviation. Minimum 3, maximum 5. And then below that, what do you have to write? The summary. So notes, heading, side heading, points. Then abbreviation, then summary. Clear? So if you will write in this format correctly, neat and clean, and with thorough reading, then definitely you are going to get full marks in notes making. The only thing is required, your attentive reading, precise reading, and very, very minute writing about the points. Okay? Thank you.